Daf Kuf Lamed Zayin Omid Aleph. V'hos Stam Safrahu to be Teres Kainim Tanya Lo. It's a Stam Safra, which is, because it's said over in Teres Kainim, it's Stam Safra Rabbi Yehuda, and the Stam Braisa in Teres Kainim, and Safra is Rabbi Yehuda. The Kaddish Mechatas Losses Efer Alamayim to be Mechadish, the Paradumo potion, shall we say, to put the Efer into the, on the water, put the ash on the water. Makshar b'katan place of isha. Timing of first said the Yuma Perik Gimel. His reasoning is explained in the third parak of Maseches Yuma. By dragging the shmamina, the Rabbi Yehuda ki isha masri. Like we said, Rabbi Yehuda considers an androgynous like a woman. Kol zochar Rabbi Yehuda. It's an inclusionary drasha. Masisin a mishnah. V'shachach hamolas shel achar Shabbos v'Shabbos is chayv the tov b'dvar mitzvah. He's made a mistake in trying to perform a mitzvah. Lo osam mitzvah, didn't do the mitzvah. Ooh, that's what he is. And therefore he made a wound for no need. And this Rabbi Yeshua also agrees. Because a bris milah, which is not in its in the proper time, meaning the eighth day, does not push off Shabbos. You're not allowed to do it on Shabbos. Even though he's making a mistake with regard to doing a mitzvah, show you tarred by oisel shel Shabbos, he was busy in trying to do a bris on the one who on the baby which is supposed to be done on Shabbos. But go kach ta'al bezeh, and then he made a mistake because of that. He made a mistake on this baby. Va'af bezeh also mitzvah, and this and in this baby he also did a mitzvah shari roi hu lomel because he's old enough to have a bris. Elosh ainu dechos Shabbos, just his bris isn't allowed to be done on Shabbos. Sviler, Rabbi Lezer holds Tobit Var Mitzvah is the Mitzvah Shish Bachiv Chatz Tzchayv. When you make a mistake in trying to do a mitzvah and you violate a chi of Kares in this, and then you're going to be Shogeg, then you're going to be Chayv Chatz. Rabbi Yeshua Paiter, Rabbi Yeshua says you're exempt. Sviler, Tobit Var Mitzvah is the Mitzvah Pasuk holds when you're trying to do a mitzvah and you come out to violate Shabbos, then. Or in any other case, we bechayev chatas, then you are a potter. Gemar, Ravuna Masim, Masisim, Bereshin, the mission, in the beginning of the Mishnah, Yerchayev, the Divrei Akola, everyone holds Yerchayev, Kenadin, Lan, Anon, as our Mishnah says, Rabbi Yehuda Masim, Bereshin, potter, the Mukilo, Beshachach, Homol, Shal, Erev Shabbos, Beshabbos, because he says that the Mishnah is talking about where you forgot and you gave the bris on Shabbos to the one that was supposed to have it on Erev Shabbos. So, Pluxahi, Beshel, Achar Shabbos, Beshabbos, and the Machlaikis is it with when you are doing a bris on the baby of Sunday on Shabbos. Even though he's busy dealing with the mitzvah, but Tobo, he makes a mistake. And it came into law mitzvah, since it's not a mitzvah, because it's not yet the time to give the bris to this kid, because the bris is only supposed to be on Sunday for this kid. Because all of the chatas in the Torah are compared to the chatas of Odezer. So it's have one Torah, one halachas for them. Parsha Shlach, this is in Parsha Shlach Anoshim. Parsha Shlach, Gabi carbon of Odezer, but the carbon of Odezer. Yeshua Hosam, Oyveid of Odez Kechim, lo Osam Mitzah. When you're doing a person does a Odezer, he's not doing a mitzah. Hachigar Sin, Rabbi Huda, Masni, Potter, the Tanya, Rabbi Meir, lo Nechel, Rabbi Les, Rabbi Yeshua, I'll show you lo Shneiti, Nechus, Echad, lo Mol, Erev Shabbos. Hachigar Sin, Rabbi Yeshua, Hosam, lo Tar, B'mitzah, Hachat, Tar, B'mitzah. Tar, Les, Asik, B'mitzah, Gemur. He's trying to do a complete mitzvah shahari echem mehem zmano hayom, because one of them has a day, it is the time for him to do a bris. But Torah the marvel asos, and he's Torah trying to do that mitzvah. But toch tirdoi, and because he's all busy in with that, toch he made a mistake. Omolas zeh she'en bo mitzvah kal, he did the bris on the one that there's no mitzvah at all. V'shachach omolas shel erev Shabbos v'Shabbos shu chayv l'kamim mitar, so later we will answer it. The Lutna Shabbos Lidachal, She'ein Loi Tina, there's no baby, She'ein Zmano Hayom, that's the time is today. Hilkach, therefore, Lo Hayu Tarot Hayom B'mitzvah, he wasn't busy trying to perform a mitzvah today. She'lo Hayu Muta Alav Kum, Lassos, there was nothing for him to do. V'lo Hayu Lo Litos, and therefore, there was no reason for him to make a mistake. Masnes in the Mishnah, Noi Labein Hashmashos Nimo Lates, Shari Liyom Shemini Shalmachar Hu Nimo, is going to be getting a bris on the Yom Shemini on the next day. V'shem Abein Hashmashos Yom Hu, and perhaps the Benish Moshe he was born in, it was really the previous day, and therefore the bris coming out today is on the ninth day. For example, if it was born Benish Moshe of Tuesday night, so when he gets the bris next Wednesday, either he was born really on Wednesday, and therefore it's the eighth day, or he was born really on Tuesday, and it's going to be the ninth day. Hayom Erev Shabbos. Yesh on the Molo Shabbos. You can't give a habal. You can't give a bris the next Shabbos. The Shem Tesu. Perhaps it's the ninth day. V'havi l'milush l'bazmano. And it's a bris not in the proper time. V'ainu deicha Shabbos. You know to do on Shabbos. So if lahamten al dachar Shabbos, you have to wait till after Shabbos Shul Asir, which is the 10th day from his birth. Theoretically, if he was born really on the previous day. Chol Yom Tov Leil Zachar Shabbos Ein Milu Shel Bazman Deches Oysel Zol Milu Na in the proper time will not be allowed to be done on Yom Tov Benima Leil Aleph, and therefore the bris happens on the 11th day from birth. Gemara Chol Tzos Ochama Nishlap Mimenu Hachol Viyatsu Magufo came out of him and he's gotten better. The Tani Luda Shem Chacham is the name of a Tam Chacham Yom Avrosel Ki Yom Holodu Mamtinan Lo Ki Yom Holodu. You're going to wait for him just like you do on the day he was born. My lab, Yom Olodo Dafka Kamer, when the baby was born, it's Dafka. The little bit in the Mace List, you don't need 24-hour periods because the baby was just born on Tuesday. And that doesn't matter which time of the Tuesday he was born, the bris is next Tuesday. And you don't have to wait if he was born 5 o'clock in the afternoon that you do the bris 5 o'clock in the afternoon on next Tuesday. Lo, Kiyoim Olodo is like the day he was born, the Katani Le Mace List, you have to wait 7. Mihu, Odof Yom Havrasel Mehal, but there's something more. By his getting better from being ill, to be in the Meis Leizik, you need 24-hour periods. So, Lakalamashim meeting, you can't prove anything from our Mishnah over here. I see the Mishnah. See some Ritzul Shabbosar scripts are flesh and Nishum and the earth which are remaining from the foreskin. Atara he suffer Gavoya Hamakefas is a Gid. Suffer it's the upper row which is surrounding the male organ. We mend the Mishaf of a Yeri LeRoishay, and from there that's where it starts. The organ to start getting smaller as it gets into towards the end. Ve'ino oichel b'tshuma im koyin hu fiz a koyin she yafim yivamus we learn yivamus she arul also b'tshuma and arul is forbidden in tshuma. Vim ha yivav baster she yishami is fat v'nira baster she lamaylam arul also la'achar she nitla arul kulo ki ilo oisa baster choyzir b'choy v'segit. It appears that the flesh which is above the from where the foreskin was, that after the foreskin was already taken away, even completely taken away, it still looks as if it came back and recovered the organ. Masaklum Mashapa, and he's gonna smooth it out as to get it to be slanty, but Isma with a razor, but also Ivy from that thickness. The name Maris Ain Shloya in the Yerk Oil, so he should not appear as uncircumcised. Tafko Flamid Zion Omud Bez. Para is Gilas to reveal. Gemara. The Gemara. Roiv Goiva. Loi Tema Roiv Hataru. The Ketani Masnisin is Rofa Kefo. Don't say that which it says the majority of the Atara, literally the crown that the Mishnah is talking about is the strip of skin surrounding in the circumference of the Aver. Elafilu Rov Gavoya, but Mokum Echad, even if it's the majority of the height of that strip in one place. Katan Musar Basel is Falutri. Belaz, Sheshamin, Vaov, he's fat and thick. And after he has his bris, it still looks like it was recovered. And from the erection, especially if the skin stretches out. So by Shmuel it says it looks like he appears like he has a bris, and by the Brisa it says it appears like he does not have the bris. According to Shmuel, near Mahol, who the Ein Tzarich L'Mahol, if he appears like he's circumcised, he has a bris, that's when you don't have to redo anything. Hanir of Ainun, if it's only somewhat apparent, but not clearly, then Tzarech, you're going to have to correct it. Lamasisan, according to the bris, that Ainun Nira, who did Tzarech? It's only if he appears not circumcised that you're going to have to refix it up. Hanir of Ainun Nira, but if it's only partially visible that he's circumcised, then Ainun Tzarech, still you're not going to need to do any fixing up. Asher Kiddush Yidin Betin, Yitzchak Kari Yidid, Yitzchak once called Yidid, Al Shem Asher Ahavta, that you loved him. Tesis explains from Rian Tav, that's Avram Avinu. Mebetin, Kodim Shinel, Nes Kachel, Mr. Zup, before he was born, he was sanctified for this mitzvah, the Tziva, Avosara Ishtacho. He's going to have a son. Vakimoisi is Berisi Ito, which is Haino Mila, which I was referring to, Libris Mila, Beshe, Robo, Besaro, in his flesh. Some Choyk, Shalmila, the Choyk, the law of Mila, Tetsa of Acharov after him. Chosam ba'oi zu, this sign shall bris kodesh of the bris kodesh, the bris milu. Sabe lahatzel yedidus shereinu mishachas megehenim from gehenim. Tachsiv gamis b'dam bris chashalachti asirim mibor ein mayim bo. So you see, within the bris, you're going to be sent out from the gehenim. We pronounce it sabe, but they bring in the gilyum from the yaivit, so he says it was tziva. Hajin Allah could be a lezer de milu. Perik toilin. Toilin is a mishmer, shemisanin b'ashimer yayin, that you filter out the strain out the sediments of the wine. The mutach pia the kolzad ba'ogol, and you stretch out the opening to all sides in a circle. Benasik oil al chalal hakli, and it's made like a canopy on top of the hollow part of the opening of the of vessel. Shikari and ashtanada, which is a sentence, it's a strainer. Vachol gav the ovid oil. Shari b'yontif can farish a barn. If you made the oil, it would be permitted on Yom Tov. As explained in the Gemara, Avol b'Shabbos, when Shabbos mitlach hatchila lo, you can't hang it up at all. I mean, you can't make this oil at all. Avol im tuluyehi, but if it was already made, it was already hanging literally. Then nice and l'slech mashmar, you could put the sediment in it, the masanin, and it filters. The ein derech bar b'kach. This is not the way of doing bar. Rashi is calling the bar. We'll see in the Gemara Amud Aleph that it's a discussion if it's bar marakid. Everyone agrees it's miraculous. It's only Rabbi who holds that it's also bar. Yeshayim, why Rashi is explaining it this way. Gemara, pakaka chaloin, kagoin erubas hagag. Like a ceiling, sunlight. Elo lohoisiv, kagoin pakakse, this seal. Sheino elo tosefis erai, elo oil is only a temporary addition onto the oil. Soverly karbi, who the hilkach, therefore, hachashar here is permitted the makshir yochanevashu because it's the preparatory states towards. Food. She asked, "Also, Samer Yom Tov, the Don Shpud, she nears Samer Yom Tov. That you have the spit which got bent on Yom Tov itself. A difa chazak is stronger. The Hu Shari Afilu Machshirin she asked Samer Yom Tov because he's permitting, or because he's permitting even the preparatory malachos before the actual food preparation, even though it was possible to do them on Erev Yom Tov. Tala kuzu besichsa, tala klikotin. If you're hanging a small kli b'mokod in a peg, hachanami the mechayev, hachamai chiyuv eiga. What kind of possible can you have your chayev?" Over here. Well, oil array, it's an oil array. Binyan gomer lo habi, it's not a complete full-fledged building. Umid rabbanon hu d'matasin, it's only aser mid rabbanon.